We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov ben Pinchas Elio. We're in Krisus, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Sha'alti es Rabban Gamliel ve'es Rabbi Yoshua be'itlis shel emo'om. I once asked something to Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua in the itlis, in the shuk, where they sell, the butcher, where they sell animals, of a place called emo'om. Why were they there in the butcher shop? They, Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Gamliel, went there shopping to buy some meat for the wedding of Rabbi Gamliel's son. And when they were in the shuk, so of course we speak Torah, so I asked the following shaila. Haba alachoso v'alachosaviv v'alachosimo behelem echad mahu. A person who has relations with his sister, his father's sister, and his mother's sister in one state of unawareness. What's the halacha? Now, right away, the Gemara says this can't mean what it sounds like, that he had relations with his sister and his father's sister and his mother's sister. Those are what we call gufin mechulakim. Those are separate bodies, literally. Those are separate people. Of course, if someone had relations with these three people, even if it was all in one state of unawareness, unaware what that he was doing something wrong, b'shogeg, of course, he's chai of three chatos, for those averos. What we're discussing here is similar to the previous Mishnayos. This is one woman who is achoso, achoso viven achosimo. So be creative to find a case. We did that in the past, in the previous Mishnayos, where the same woman is both his sister, it's his father's sister, and his mother's sister. So these are seemingly three separate averis, three separate arayos, but all in the same woman. And the question is, if in one state of unawareness he had relations with this woman, what's the halacha? Chayev achas al kulon? Is he chayev one karman chatas for each of these averos? Oh, achas al kol achas va'achas. Or is he chayev three separate chatos? This is what Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua when they were in the shuk buying meat for the wedding of Rabbi Gamliel's son. So this is a case which we would call Shemos Mechulakim, three separate names, literally, three separate averos, names, achoso, achoso, v'achosimo, but guf echad. So what was their response? For Amruli, says Rabbi Akiva, you know, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua responded, lo shamanu. In fact, we don't have any tradition from our Rebbeim as to what the answer to your question is. But aval shamanu, but we did hear the following, and we probably can draw a kal vachomer from the following halacha. Haba al chamesh nashav nidos behelem echad. You have a case, this we know the halacha is. The man has relations with five wives, and each of them is a nida. And in one state of unawareness, he had relations with all five of them. What's the halacha there? Shehu chayv al kol achas va'achas. He's chayv for each and every one. He's chayv a separate karban chatas, five karbanos chatas for each of those five women, even though this is one avera of nida. V'roin anu, and we see, said Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua to Rabbi Akiva, shehadevarim kal v'chomer, that it must be a kal v'chomer. Why is it a kal v'chomer? Because nida is one avera, the Torah says, and one lav. Ve'el isha binidas tumaso lo sikrav. You cannot come close to a woman when she's a nida. That's one lav, a negative commandment in the Torah. And yet, you chayav for each and every one, even though it's all the same avera of nida. So our case, where it's achoso, who's achoso aviv and achosimo, this one woman who has all of these three separate names, three separate averios, what we call shlosher shemos, so then, which is three negative commandments, is it not a kal v'chomer that you should be chayav for each and every one? So that's the kal v'chomer they wanted to derive, and therefore they told Rabbi Akiva, therefore certainly you're going to be chayav three chatos. Now happens to be, Gemara explains, which may be obvious to us, that this kal v'chomer is flawed. Why? Because in the case of the five women, his five wives who happen to be nidos, those are gufim mechulakim. Those are five separate women. So it's true that the avera happens to be the avera of nida, which is one negative commandment. But it's he has relations with five separate women. So of course you be chayv. We understand why you chayv five karbonos chatas. So, but in our case, here we have three separate shemos. Achoso and achoso aviv and achosimo are three separate averas from the Torah. And so we can respond to that tradition, that not only to the tradition, but the Kal v'chomer that Rav Gamliel, Rabbi Yehoshua learned from the tradition about five women who are nidos, but yechayiv for each and every one. We can say no. There's no Kal v'chomer. Maybe in the case of achos, aviv achos imo, and achos, so maybe yechayiv only one. So nonetheless, the Gemara comes to the conclusion that indeed you would be chayiv three chatos, but not necessarily because of the Kal v'chomer, but rather because the Torah says an extra pasuk. Ervas achoso gila. That is an extra phrase in the pasuk that's not needed. The Torah already speaks about the erva of sister and father's sister and mother's sister. So this is an extra phrase to teach us that one who has relations with one woman who happens to be his sister and his father's sister and his mother's sister all in one, he's going to be chayv for each and every one, not because of a kal v'chomer, but rather because of the extra phrase ervas achoso gila. Perek gimel mishnah ches va'ot shalom Rabbi Akiva. While they were in the shuk, he asked another shaila. He asked to Rav Gamliel and Rabbi Yehoshua, Eiver hamiduldol ba'behema mahu. Here you have a case where there is I have an animal, and it has a limb that's dangling, that's hanging. It's still attached to the animal, but there's no way that it's going to recover. So question is, mahu, should that dangling aver be tame like an avela? Because of Aver Menachai, as if it's detached, as after all, it's not going to recover anyway. Okay, it's hanging by a thread. So what's the halacha? Would we say that this is metame like Nevela, the way it is, of Aver Menachai, as if it's been detached? So Amalo, from Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua responded, Lo Shamanu, we don't have a tradition as to what the halacha is in such a case. Aval Shamanu, but we learned another halacha, and maybe we can derive from that halacha to answer your question. What do we learn? Be'ever hamadulda ba'adam, not by an animal, by a human being. A human being has a limb, unfortunately, that's dangling. And we have a tradition, shehu tahor. This is actually Mishnah in Chulin, Paraktes, Mishnah Ches. We have that in fact is tahor. It is not, it's not tameh. We don't view that as a part of an aver of a dead body. So therefore, maybe we can learn to our case as well. And they continue. Shekach hayu muke shchin shebiushalayim osin. Now, to let you know that the lepers, or muke shchin, people have boils, whatever it is, who had unfortunately had limbs that eventually were going to be amputated, or certainly were not going to recover. So you know what they used to do? Holech lo erev Pesach etzel harofe. They go to the doctor, to the surgeon on erev Pesach, recognizing that there's a potential here of tumas meis, and they want to be, they would like to be able to bring and eat the korban Pesach on Yudal and Nisan and eat it the night of Tesvav. And of course, the rofe, the doctor too, doesn't want to become tumas meis. So what would they do? They'd go erev Pesach to the rofe v'chotcho. And what would the rofe do? He would cut off this Avraham Adulto, this dangling limb, and they would amputate it. And why would they do that? Having nothing to do with Tumah. If the Aver is still dangling, it's still Tahor. There's no Tumah at all to that Aver as it's still attached to the body. So what were they removing it for? It was so that the person before the Regel would be able to maintain his dignity, have a proper amputation, and this way he would not be ba'us beregel, as Rashi explains. Some claim that the Aver Hamadudal, this limb that's dangling, why did he want it removed? Because he wanted to go to mikvah in order to prepare himself for the eating of the Korban Pesach. And this would be considered a potential chatzitz, an interposition for the mukashchin for this leper when he went to the mikvah. Different explanations for why he would go to the doctor on Erev Pesach to have it removed. Ad shehu meiniach bo kisaora. But the doctor would not completely remove it. He would leave it at what we say kisaora. Kisaora means like a little, like a barley seed. Not would leave a little bit like attached by a thread, not completely remove it, so that the rofe, the doctor, doesn't become tummy. Because if he touches an aver that's removed from the body, completely removed, so then he's going to become tummy from that. So it's being detached from the body. So, still, the patient wants it removed. So v'tol chavo, so what would the doctor do? He would take the aver and stick it besira, Sira is a like a thorn or something that's in the ground, or let's say in the wall. V'hunim shach mimenu. And what would happen? V'hunim shach mimenu means that this patient will pull himself away from it. He'd take the limb, which was only attached by a thread, still attached to his body. It's still tahor. He would press this limb onto this thorn, something very sharp that was attached to the ground. He would then forcefully pull himself away, and in this way the limb would detach completely. Then he, this mukashchin, is able to bring his carbon pesach. He's not tameh. And he can also, the doctor can also, the surgeon can also bring his carbon pesach, because no one touched the aver hamedulldol, this dangling limb, as it was separating from the body. So therefore, they didn't become tameh meis, and they can bring their carbon pesach. So now, what are Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua to proving when they tell the story? So, v'roin anu shehad devarim kal v'chomer. So they said, you know what? You had a shaila about the aver. You, Rabbi Akiva, were wondering about the aver hamadulda bebehema, that it's still attached a little to the animal and it's not going to recover. What's the halacha? Is it tummy like an avela because of aver menachai the way it is right now? So they said, well, it seems to be a kavachomer that what? If when it comes to a human being who's mekabel tuma when he's alive, we know human beings are mekabel tuma, no doubt. And of course, they're not only the mekabel tuma when they're alive, but they, from other things, they can themselves become tamei, not only by touching something else, but because of something that issues from their body, like a zaf, or let's say his mitzora. He has something that he forget touching anything. He simply had saras. So if that's true, a person, certainly, what's the kavah chomer? The human being's more chomer. Why is he more chomer? He becomes tameh when he's alive. And yet, what do we say about the aver hamadulda, the dangling limb? It's tahor. And if it's still attached to him, it's still tahor. So a behema, which cannot be mekabel tumah when it's alive, and there's no tumah when it's alive that issues forth from its body, so kavachomer, the aver hamadulda, the dangling limb, should be tahor. So that was the kavachomer that they derived from this halacha of human beings, and that's why they told Rabbi Akiva that the Ever Hamadulda Bebehemo, what should the halacha be? It should be tahor and not tameh like nevela because of Eremen Achai.